Welcome to Light in Your Soul podcast, where we discuss spirituality, mindset, business strategies, and financial literacy
for everyday living.
Every Thursday, the goal of this podcast is to help women raise spiritual awareness, manifest abundance, and activate their gifts to profits. Here's your host, Sonia Jennings.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to another episode of Light in Your Soul podcast. Today, we are going to be discussing deliberate practice to master any skill. So, you know, we've heard where it says practice makes perfect, and that is true. The more you do something, and the more you do it, and the more you do it, this allows you to become very good. And you can master any skill by practicing. But let's talk about deliberate practice. Have you ever progressed more slowly than you'd prefer? Like, you know, you say, I want to go fast, but for some reason, you're progressing very slowly in certain things, in building your business, taking a course, learning a trade, learning a skill, learning to master something like Facebook ads, learning to create a funnel. If a funnel is where you bring in a customer and then you lead them, you develop that relationship with a potential customer, or where I call it in my CRM world, a lead. So you have a cold lead, and then that lead, you start developing relationships with that leads, with the lead, and then that lead now becomes like a warm lead. Or it might be that you met someone in person, and that person says, oh my gosh, I'm excited about what you provide. I want to know more about your services. Please give me a call next week and follow up. That's now becomes a warm lead. So it's just practicing and progressing and learning different things, whatever it may be, in personal life, in business life, in your relationships, in your marriage. It's just practicing. And so I want to talk about the magic of doing this deliberately. You might feel that you're putting in more time and effort than the next person, especially when we look at in the business world, but you can't seem to get ahead. Every time you're looking, you're saying, how come this person is doing this? How come they've mastered this? I'll tell you this, it's probably because this person has put in some time and they are doing deliberate practicing. Science suggests that the road to becoming an expert is found through deliberate practice. Scientists believe that this is all that's required to become an expert in any field, no matter what. The way in which you and I practice can have a much bigger impact on our results, the results that we're trying to achieve, than how much you and I can practice. Natural talent isn't considered important within this learning model. So if you have a natural talent that, take for instance, that you could sing and you're a singer, I may not have that natural talent. So even if I practice and I practice and I practice, I may not ever be that talent of a singer because it's not a natural talent that I have in singing. But I can tell you one thing, if I want to learn Facebook ads, which is a very big challenge for me currently, if I want to learn it, I'm going to have to practice from someone that's already doing it, and take the skills and take the practice and take the step-by-step that they're giving me. So using deliberate practice to master any skill, I want to talk about a few steps that you and I can take in putting some deliberate practice in and mastering some skills before the year is up, before 2020 and beyond, okay? So number one, deliberate practice must be deliberate. Deliberate practice starts with a plan and has a goal. This month I've been talking about self-improvement, And we continue, and I've been posting on my social media. If you haven't followed me, you can follow me at Sonia G. Jennings, Sonia G. Jennings. You can follow me on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram. And I've been talking about these different practices because I've been trying to improve myself in different areas. So you might choose to focus on driving, I don't know, driving to a basketball goal with your left hand, or work on your minor chord changes on the guitar or the piano, randomly shooting basketballs, or I don't know, restringing your guitar or learning different key notes on the piano. Or you might want to take a Facebook ads class. You might want to practice how posting on social media more for your business. It may be that you're trying to practice patience because you may have a kid that's in school and all of it could be so many different things. I know there's a lot of parents right now. I have my sister that posted something recently that, you know, parents are having to learn a lot for this virtual learning for their children. And so they're having to practice, hey, she has to, or he has to download this. When they come in, they have to learn the different sending emails. And these are things that's challenging for some people. We might take it for granted because we know how to send an email. I know how to send emails. Maybe you do not know how to send an email. I'm listening to this podcast, but it could be different things. And so the parents are having to do some deliberate learning, some deliberate practicing right now, because they have to help their children at home, this virtual learning. And so it could be anything that you're trying to accomplish right now, any type of skill that you're trying to learn, you can absolutely do it. So one way you can divide your goal into sub skills. Consider what you want to achieve and then determine the skills necessary to reach that goal. So for me, and I'm going to stay on Facebook ads because it's something that has been a big challenge for me. So what I'm doing is I'm actually learning to take an ad that someone already has, someone created it for me, and for me to start testing it to see what it's like, and then sit down and take more training because it's a science with this Facebook ads thing. It's been a challenge for me. There is something that I've been trying to practice to do funnels. And funnels is me taking my customers or my potential customer through a path, through a process, you know, before I offer them something, getting to know them, they're getting to know me, they're getting to like me, and they're getting to do, wanting to do business with me. So I take them where I'm giving them value. I introduce myself, etc. And funnels used to be so intimidating to me. But today's September the 9th, I was finally able to create a landing page of a funnel for my customers. And it took practice, you guys. It's not something that happened overnight. So taking that, determining and taking little steps at a time. I've done so many funnels where I've done them and I've deleted them. I'll tell someone to, can you create this funnel for me? Because it was so intimidating, but I had to practice. Number one, I had to start putting things down and then learning from others. Number two, track your practice. Avoid relying on your memory to track your practice. Use a notebook, use spreadsheets. I've talked about this before where you have journals and you have to learn to write. One of the things that that happened to me recently is I was doing all of this stuff on a page. I was typing up everything, putting my call to actions and everything. And then something happened. I was supposed to save it, but there was not a save. There was only save and publish. And I kept thinking, I do not want to publish this right now. I need to save it. And guess what? I ended up closing it out and I tested it and I lost everything. There was nothing written down. So now I had to start all over. So use a notebook, use spreadsheets or any means to record your results, to record what you're getting ready to start practicing. Then review your practice session and make your plan for your next session. Spend a few minutes on this. The better you plan, the faster you progress. Avoid the trap of working mindlessly. Always have a plan and continue to strengthen that plan. You guys, right now, school is in. There are notebooks for 50 cents. I bought some folders yesterday for 25 cents. Get a load of them and always have a notebook for you to plan. It doesn't matter what. I don't care if it's a recipe that you're writing. I don't care if it's something that you're trying to cook. I don't care if you're making a smoothie, whatever it may be. Okay? Learn to write down. Learn to track. You never know when you can go back. Spend a few minutes on this. The better you plan, the faster you progress. Remember that. Avoid the trap of working mindlessly. Remember that. Number three, find a way to measure your skill. Find a way to measure your skill. If you're mastering an instrument, record yourself and listen to it. If you're mastering writing something, write it and have someone else take a look at it. If you're practicing, I don't care, a three-point shot right now, basketball, the NBA is playing right now. And so determine your percentage of success, whatever it may be. We have the U.S. Open going right now. I'm sure the tennis players like Serena Williams and all of the other ones, Osaka and a lot of them, they practice and they write down their stats. Their coach does it, but I'm sure they do it themselves. So find a way for you to measure your skill, measure the success that you're having. Number four, be smart. Deliberate practice, even in small doses, can be much more effective than endless mindless practicing. Avoid believing that you must practice 8+ hours per day to see significant results. No, it could be that you're practicing 15 minutes a day. One of the things, the challenges is for me is exercising. With all of this pandemic going on, I was going to the gym, and when this pandemic happened, I stopped going to the gym, but I was walking a lot and I was trying to keep up with it. But then it got so hot because we're in Texas and Texas gets so steamy. So I haven't been able to really do a lot. Yes, I can do what I can at home. So what I ended up doing, I ended up buying this equipment where I can do 15, 20 minutes a day, because I told you guys about moving and exercising and putting exercise in your daily routine, because it's important. It's important for us. It's important for our mental clarity. It's important for our self-improvement. So focus on practicing as intelligently as possible. You do not have to use a lot of time to practice whatever it is you're practicing. And then worry about how much time you're putting into it at another time. You don't have to worry about it now. Worry about putting those practices in place and the things that you need to do for you to get better. Number five, turn off all distractions. Turn off your electronic devices during your deliberate practice. If I'm writing in my journal, if I'm writing a book, or if I'm thinking about what I need to prepare, if I have the television on, I'm going to be looking at the television. I can't write. I'm going to be listening to the radio. I'm doing certain things. No, turn off those distractions. If you're reading, don't have your phone next to you, because it's you're going to keep looking at your phone. You're going to have social media on and all of this stuff. You guys, I'm telling you things that I have been trying to do myself. You're going to read that book. You're going to say, I'm going to read for 15 minutes for the day. Take the book, read for 15 minutes, put it down, and then get back on social media. Number six, practice near the limit of your capability. Don't push yourself. You'll get the best return on your time investment if you'll practice at the point you make regular errors. Correcting those errors is vital. You don't learn much while doing things that are easy for you. If you're constantly making mistakes, pull back a little. Give yourself some grace, as I say. If you're just learning to speak, a German, taking the equivalent of a PhD level course won't be useful. You have to take the basics, especially if you don't know anything about German or French or Russian, whatever, Chinese. Whatever whatever language it is that you're trying to learn. For an example, you can't start at the PhD level. You're probably going to fail. You're probably going to get frustrated. So don't stay close to your capability. Do not over extend yourself. Number 7, keep a regular schedule. I made a post, I believe, I want to say today, or maybe it's scheduled for one day this week. I made a post about keeping a regular schedule. Experts believe the maximum amount of deliberate practice that can be completed in a day is 4 to 5 hours. If you can do more than this, you're probably not practicing deliberately. So practice deliberately. Like I said, you guys, I'm going to be doing this machine for maybe 15, 20 minutes per day, 5 days a week, because I'm going to give my body a break. Limit your sessions when you're doing this deliberate practice to maybe 60, 90 minutes until your focus starts to wander. You know, like sometimes we're reading and then we start thinking about something else. If you're reading and you're seeing that you're reading for like 15 minutes straight and all of a sudden you hit that 16 minute mark and your mind start wandering, I just close the book. Or I just stop journaling. Whatever that may be. Use multiple sessions also to reach the maximum amount of hours you want to reach per day. And number 8, I posted that also today. Number 8, seek a mentor. Until you're an expert yourself, you can't accurately determine all of your mistakes. You also won't know the best way to correct them. Find a great mentor and use them effectively. It doesn't matter. Exercise for your business, for your marketing, for your sales. I don't know, for speaking another language, learning to play basketball or tennis. While you might not be able to have a mentor present for every moment of your practice, spending as much time with them as possible will be great for you. So if you can afford a mentor and it's a paid mentor, get it. If you can afford, if it's a free mentor and you can find free mentorship by all means. If you need help, I do provide free sessions, 15-minute consultations. So you can go to my Instagram at SoniaGJennings.com, Sonia G. Jennings on Instagram, click the link in my bio, and then you can go ahead and book a free 15-minute consultation. It's something. There's resources out there, so find them and use them to your advantage. So today I want to let you know, beautiful souls, give deliberate practice a chance for a month. Do it for a month. Resolve to practice at least 1 hour each day for the next 30 days of whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. Practice deliberately and stretch yourself. Don't push. Stretch to your limit. Stretch to your potential. Stretch to your capability. You'll be amazed at the improvement you enjoy in one short month, 30 days. So in this month, we have 2 more sessions where we're going to continue, or 3 more sessions, excuse me, where we're going to continue with self-improvement. And at the end of the month, I have a book that I'm going to give you access to where you can take some of these lessons that we've been talking about and these episodes that we've shared with you, where you can take more and you can have it with you and you can read it whenever you get a chance and you can start practicing and becoming your better self. We're all on this journey together. You guys, I am doing this. I have to improve more and more each day. I believe that as people, we improve every single day, every month, every year. We just have to keep being deliberate about it. Anyway, you guys, it has been a pleasure speaking with you today. Until we meet again on next week, here's sending you peace, thanks for joining us, love, this week on and Light
in Your Soul Podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sonia G. Jennings and at SoniaJennings.com for more information on spiritual, mental, financial, and physical life. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next week.